Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Judiciary Committee held a hearing Monday on immigration reform that could legalize an estimated 11 million people now living in the country illegally. The issue of agriculture got to lead off the day-long hearing. Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, testified that agriculture has serious challenges, both in the volume of undocumented workers employed in the industry and the lack of an effective guest worker program. Under the bill, an estimated 800,000 to 1.1 million people working now in agriculture illegally would become legal through a blue card program. Farm workers who worked at least 100 days on a farm in 2011 or 2012 could get an agricultural working permit or a blue card that also would give them mobility to move from job to job. After working for up to 7 years on U.S. farms, those blue card workers could apply to become permanent residents. Under the legislation, all farmers also would have to use the federal E-Verify employment system to check on prospective hires. Every employer would be phased in within a 5-year period. All employers, including agricultural employers, would be phased in a 4-year period. Brazil's government decreed last week that Brazil's principal grain exporting ports will start working around the clock. The new rules will be applied at Santos and Rio ports this week and at Paranaguá and Rio Grande ports from May 3rd. The federal government hopes the measure will help reduce delays at ports. In early April, the wait to load soybeans at Paranaguá port extended to 65 days. But whether the policy is truly implemented remains a question. The problem is that the Port Authority budget has not been expanded to contract more staff or cover overtime, and the initiative has not been squared away with the powerful port unions. Unions representing customs and sanitary officials at Santos say they will seek court injunction limiting the working day unless more officials are hired to cover the expanded hours. The Coast Guard has established safety zones along large sections of the Mississippi and Illinois rivers, essentially closing them to commercial traffic due to high water. A slow-moving storm system dropped as much as 7 inches of rain in the Illinois River Valley on April 17th and 18th, and much of that deluge is making its way to the Illinois River, which is expected to pass its all-time record crest on Thursday. At Beardstown, Illinois, the river is expected to crest at 30.5 feet, which is a foot higher than the old record, which was set in 1943. Peoria will also likely set a new record of 30 feet, beating the old record of 28.8 feet, which was also set in 1943. Most of the locks on the Mississippi River between the Quad Cities and south of Quincy, Illinois, have been closed. And the trustee in the MF Global Holdings bankruptcy case has sued ex-CEO John Corzine and two other former executives, alleging that they failed to act in good faith while running the company. The lawsuit says that the officers dramatically changed the company's business plan without addressing existing systematic weaknesses that ultimately caused the plan to fail.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
WILL Ag analyst and business partner Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, says that Illinois public media agriculture provides something that you don't often hear on the radio anymore.
the value of the service is really the diversity of information, different contributors and their perspectives, their locations, just being able to contribute from a lot of different angles. A lot of people like to accumulate information and draw their own conclusions, and I think the variety of people that you have on your programming definitely help them in that process.
The variety of analysts that provide in-depth marketing analysis helped you in making your marketing decisions, has helped your bottom line in your business operation. Won't you consider going to your phone right now with a pledge of support of WILO Agriculture? You can do that by giving us a call at 217-244-9455. Or if you're listening to us at the moment online, you can pledge at willpledge.org, or if you're on our page, on our Will Ag page, up there in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little red box that says Contribute Now. You punch that, and you can also make a donation in support of agricultural programming. It is the variety less, Les Schulte alongside. That is sort of the heartbeat of what we do here.
Well, it is, David. We bring 21 different voices each week to our agricultural reporting. That gives you the chance to hear all sides and make informed marketing decisions. In difficult times, and like now, solid, dependable information is even more important than ever. So what happens in the markets? Is it time to sell? Is it time to hold your corn? Is it time to invest in new equipment? Well, WILL is your source for the news that you need. So call 217-244-9455 or make that contribution online to at willpledge.org. We have a special ag challenge going on during this drive. We have a group of businesses who have gone together to create an ag fund challenge. If we hear from at least 150 pledges this week, then mention WILL Ag as one of the services they appreciate, they will add $3,700 to our pledge total. And we want to thank Stuart Peterson Branch office in Champaign. They're one of the businesses who have gone together to create this Ag Fund Challenge. So why don't you follow their lead? Support WILL Ag right now at 217-244-9455.
127 contributions to go, callers to go. We are making progress on that. So you can be the next one call at a time, 217-244-9455. Joining us now with a look at the marketplace is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Take a quick look at the market here. May wheat is 736 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. That's the Kansas City variety. In Chicago, the May is at 697 and a quarter, down 5. May corn, 643 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. In December, 521, down 12. May beans are 1425 and a half. They're up 8 1/4. And November at 1192, down 10 3/4. We were hoping for a turnaround Tuesday in that corn pit. We haven't seen it yet.
We were hoping, but I guess we didn't wish and hope hard enough, Dave, because we sure as heck haven't seen anything good happen. Seems like the Chinese economic news that came out overnight at the PMI, down a point lower than what everybody thought it would be, along with the weather forecasts coming in, the 10 to 15-day forecast showing a little bit drier, warmer weather out there for corn planting, seems to kept the pressure on here today.
Yeah, and yesterday's news about where we are in corn planting, really not being looked at the trade as anything more than neutral, I would think.
Well, you know, I think it's just been overwhelmed by the idea that they're looking at some tremendously big carryouts next year if we can go ahead and get this crop planted timely. And if we remember back to some of the wet years, why we have come through with some fairly decent yields, it's better to plant a little later into wet ground than early into dry ground. So, you know, all in all, they are all figuring they've got it back in the bin already, and we haven't even got it out of the bag yet.
And you know, I do like to watch my technicals, and I'm seeing, you know, some of these charts violate 200-day moving averages now.
You know, and for you guys that like to watch the charts, you're self-fulfilling in these prophecies, because you get a downward motion going and you keep breaking a point and you guys keep selling, make it even worse. So I think that in today's electronic trade, that's even more dominated by technicals like that. And, of course, they are saying that it will push a little lower. We broke through the As we look at the November beans, broke through the $12 mark here now. 11.50 is next stop.
So the question then becomes, you know, producers are looking at this, and I know that there has not been a lot of new corn sales, new crop sales, wars for soybeans, new crop soybean sales, and they have seen value sort of dwindle away over the last 30 days, and now they're getting ready to go to the fields. Should they be doing anything ahead of that?
You know, we're probably going to say sit on your hands right at these levels and see if we can hold on. That 6.11, of course, is 5.11 is a point that we're going to look at and see if we can hold in the corn, you know, down in here. We want to be ready to sell on rallies. One of the things we might consider doing is buying one of the short-dated, say, July, December call options for under a nickel. For the idea that when we do get a rally, that's going to give you the courage to go ahead and sell that rally, so we would have that in place, you know, through the end of June. So that's one of the things we're looking at doing here today.
When we were talking to Kurt Kimmel an hour ago, he actually broached for the first time in this cycle, this marketing cycle, a dreaded four handle for corn potentially.
You know, there is that possibility, and you know, we're going to sit back and say, if we have the good growing weather that some of them are looking for, that's a very, very big possibility.
And then what would we expect? $11 soybeans or $10 soybeans to go along with the ride on that?
If you did with that, why 10.50 looks very possible.
So the risk is to the downside, and there's a lot of things that you could potentially do at this point to at least hold these prices.
You know, like I say, we're going to take a look and see if we can't find a little bit of activity here that see a little bit of strength. I mean, we've got a long ways to go, a lot of weather to live through before this crop goes in the bin, but a lot of pessimism out there from the large funds.
What else are you keeping an eye on?
You know, I mean, basically we're watching the dollar. It's rallied here today a little bit on the weakness, the Deutsche Mark and the euro dollars. Basically that, and also the crude oil having been sold off a little bit here today. It's down 83 cents on the day. So, you know, we're watching the outside markets. But the whole thing with the economy, the world economy being just a little bit slack, is not helping our commodity prices at all.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. You know, it's not always rosy news that we hear regarding the commodities. They go up, and they do go down less. But regardless of direction we do want to give people timely and accurate information with the ability for producers to hear what we have to say and to make informed decisions based on the current marketing conditions.
That's right, Dave. And as you said, sometimes it's good news, sometimes it's not so good news, but you need that kind of information to be able to make smart decisions for your operation. And you're the only one who can make those kinds of decisions. And if you turn to us, turn to WILL for that information. Help support this service right now with your pledge call. Right now we have a challenge going on. If we hear from 150 pledges this week that mention WILL Ag, we can add $3,700 from our pledge total from this Ag Fund Challenge. We want to thank thank Bates Commodities for being one of the businesses that have helped put this challenge together. Thank you lots at Bates.
Thank you very much.
And we want to thank you for making that pledge call. Or making it online. Call 217-244-9455 or just go to willpledge.org and make your contribution right there. It's greatly appreciated and needed so much right now.
217-244-9455. I can't tell you how important this particular drive is. It's always one of our most important drives of the year in putting together the dollars that we need to provide the agricultural information that you need. 217-244-9455. Help us make that challenge. $3,700. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.